Married at First Sight fully wrapped up last night for 2022, an absolutely massive one. And the big couple that's on everybody's lips are Jack and Domenica. Now, we did have a chat lined up with Jack and Domenica this morning, but unfortunately, Domenica couldn't get on the phone. But we do have Jack and his puppy dog, Finn. They're still in bed this morning. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Mate, we are good. Where's the other half?
The other half, you know, I was actually with her last night. She is at her place with her dog, Millie. She, unfortunately, wasn't feeling too well, so I couldn't pop in this morning.
Oh, devastating. But, Jack, you know, off the back of Married at First Sight, you guys decided to go your separate ways, looking very cozy still from all the photos, and not just the photos and videos from Married at First Sight itself, but all the ones on socials as well. Have we got hope that you guys are going to be back together?
Look, to explain my relationship with Dom, it's really hard to put into words. Are we in a relationship? The answer for the moment is no.
Right.
But we are so close, and I don't really have words to say the kind of bond that we've connected, you know, like...
Yeah.
You could say friends, you could say all that, but it is more than that. And it is, we're in such a lovely place at the moment, and there is so much going on in our lives with everything in this show. So, and I said it on the show last night, I don't have a crystal ball for what will happen in the future, but for the moment, we're just, just rolling with the punches and seeing where we end up.
Yeah, so nice. I take that right now as a confirmation you're single. And how does it feel to be Australia's most eligible bachelor right now? Because how you were on Married at First Sight was like man goals. And you have got so much praise over every social media outlet. My Twitter feed goes nuts about you every time you're on the screen. Like... Is that something you intentionally went in to do and just make sure that you're always going to have your partner's back, or is that just you in a relationship?
Well, no, I found that, the way that I go about things in life, I do it, for anyone that I care about, is I make sure that I stand up for them. And that's just how I think that everyone should be. In the case of, the Married at First Sight experiment, I wholeheartedly care for, and still do to this day, care for Dom. So I made sure that I supported her through whatever was going to be coming our way, which, I did. And, I carry that through into life. It's not just something that I did for the experiment or whatnot. That's the way that I am, and what I think is, just a respectful way to be for any human being. You make sure that you stand up for your partner, you stand up for your friends, and you stand up for what you think's right.
When you look back at Maths, Jack, do you look at it as an experiment or as a dating show?
Both? Very interesting. Very interesting. I was thinking about this before. Like, I guess, an experiment is probably pretty accurate.
Right.
Because an experiment kind of alludes to something that's, you're trialing something that's probably not so normal in real life.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the ironic name of reality TV not being so much reality comes into it. Like, you are put in these situations that are so obscure and so different, so out of the norm, and you really are pushed to the limits of. I'll speak for myself, and I know Dom as well. You really pushed it to do some pretty wild stuff and put into situations that are really uncomfortable. So,
like you and
that
feather.
I'd call it an experiment because of that. God, that is one situation that, man, that feather. I'm going to go buy another feather now. I love that.
Jack, theoretically, if I knew someone who was sitting approximately 2 metres away from me right now and was keen to go on Maths, would you recommend it to them?
As long as you can hold your own and you're not really scared to speak your mind and have some people yell at you, have about 20 different opinions coming at you in every way, shape or form, then you know what? Go for gold.
Well, Jack, you can put in a word to the producers for me then.
She's in.
Interesting. Do you like guys with feathers?
Well, wouldn't you like to know? Anyway, moving on, Jack, Finn, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. Give Finn some extra big pats from us.
Oh, I will. It's bright and early, so I cuddle him all morning.
Good on you, Jack. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, guys. Catch you later.